and it's time for Food Talk. I'm Marianne Myers, and I am here with my ever fabulous co-host, Linda Perkins. Good morning.
My apron's on. My apron's on. Welcome to the Beethoven's Fifth version of Food Talk.
Wow. We're going to charge extra for that.
We should. Why don't they pay? Oh, they do. That's right. Thank you, everybody.
That's right. We owe them.
Yeah.
We owe all of them out there.
They pay me not to sing. Isn't that interesting?
Oh my gosh, we made it through one holiday.
Yep.
And now we're hurtling toward another. Choose your holiday, your December holiday.
But a good thing happens in between.
What's that?
The days start getting longer.
Oh my gosh,
yay!
I'm so happy.
I know. I think that's just great. I'm really looking forward to it. It kind of snuck up on me this year, just that slide into darkness. And
it seemed like one day it was 6 o'clock and the next day it was 4:30. What the heck? And doesn't it affect about when you think dinner should be?
Yes. And when, the dogs think dinner should be and everything.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that first week after the time changes, they're like tapping their little wrist where the watch should be and going, come on, I know it's dinner time. That's crazy. I don't know when we're going to get over that time change thing.
Did you, when it's dark like that, do you eat earlier? We do.
I feel like I should be getting dinner ready earlier.
Yeah.
I guess we do eat a little bit earlier, but mostly I'm just like, I should have been cooking for the last hour, it seems like.
Yes.
Oh, wait, it's
braising.
Only five.
Braising and making gravy. Yeah, it's winter.
Well, seriously,
yeah.
You know, those oven things are pretty alluring in the winter because they warm the place up.
Yeah.
And they smell real good.
Yeah.
So, do you have any big plans for the December holidays?
Well, usually I make a standing rib roast. You know that. And I'm sure everybody's tired of me talking about that. But that's what I do. Just like people make turkey for Thanksgiving and ham for Easter.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the three meat holidays.
Well, between them, you've got all the meats.
Yeah. So I guess that, you know, that salt, diamond crystal, kosher salt, it's good salt. But something's up with the manufacturer, and they just haven't been manufacturing hardly any, and everybody uses it for a salt crust on there.
Oh.
So there's like people with pitchforks outside the restaurant supply places, pitchforks and torches. So.
Wow, and other kinds of salt don't work as well?
I don't think they do. You know how, like, if you have a kind of salt, and you're used to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Then you know exactly how much, you know, what a pinch is and how many pinches you're going to need to make that thing you always make. And I was thinking about that because it's been about a year now that Diamond Crystal has not been delivering anything that people, I mean, any amount, maybe 10% of what wholesalers have ordered. Who knows why? Anyway, so I had a box of table salt that was it 4 pounds? And then a box of Diamond Crystal salt that was 3 pounds. And the 3 pound box was considerably larger than the 4 pound box.
Uh-huh.
And so if you were to measure them, I mean, people always say that it's about half, you know, if you're going to use that kosher salt.
Yes.
Or if you're going to use table salt, you should use half the amount. And if you look at those boxes, it's really true.
Yeah, it is really true. And it's also really true that it's hard to adjust to a new kind of salt. And I know I have a favorite kind of kosher salt. That I was unable to get for a while, and I took the next thing that was recommended to me, and it was so annoying.
So different.
It was so much finer, and you can't take a pinch of a really fine salt. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even pinch.
It doesn't hold in your fingers.
No.
It rolls out, yeah.
Yeah, so that was just really annoying. I'm so glad to be able to get my favorite salt back again.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
we're both having salt trouble.
Hey, it used to be money, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just us that thinks it's important. Anyway, I don't know what we'd do without it.
Yeah.
We don't do really holidays, Tom and I. So we don't have it. So, I mean, we have had breakfast for Christmas dinner before. So I don't really have a plan.
I know, but I really like that. I think it's great. I mean, you just have such relaxed holidays, you know.
Yeah.
You're not trying to orchestrate some giant thing.
Well, yeah, we don't have a huge house full of people. Yeah. And we're retired. So we're pretty much, you know, it's a pajama day.
Yeah. It seems like people are sort of going that way where it's less of a production. Do you feel that? Do you think it's just my strange group of friends or?
No, I don't know. I don't really know. I try to stay out of the stores during shopping,
yeah, that's true.
Shopping holidays, so I'm not. I can't tell you if there's people going nuts.
Yeah. But
it seems like all the commercial establishments are decorated and hopeful.
But I mean, as far as like home cooking, people are being a little more reasonable in what they're trying to put on. They're not trying to put on remember in the 80s, I think that was the 80s and the 90s, that was like the height of everybody had to put the Martha Stewart affair on, you know?
Yes.
And I think they're getting more reasonable in that they're putting on a decent meal, but it's not such a like entertainment production.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think it's more relaxed.
We're more relaxed. And I think of that as being saner.
Yeah. And I think that that's okay.
Yeah.
And so I want you all to make less this year.
Yes. and invite us. We'll bring the salt.
Maybe. If we have some.
I'm telling you, wild mushrooms, there still are. They're abundant.
Yeah.
And so I've just been adding slowly sauteed mushrooms with, like half oil and half butter and just salt and pepper.
I saw that you got some at the Food Web. Were they hedgehog?
They were hedgehog and winter chanterelles, which have an alias, and I can't remember what they're
called. Does it have the word yellow in it?
Yeah.
Like fever? No, just kidding. I can't remember the other word at all. No, just kidding.
Well, I'm having mushroom fever, so maybe that's what it
they
is.
They look like chanterelles, but they're ever so slightly more translucent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And really delicious.
Which ones did you like best? Did you have a favorite of the two?
I have been using everything together, and I had some chanterelles in the fridge some crimini's.
Okay.
And I've just been cooking them in every way possible. Last night they were just sauteed up with onion and garlic and some shishito peppers and some roasted potatoes chopped up in there. It was like a little ragu or hash or something. It was good. I've also just done them just the mushrooms. And then this morning I picked up some cream for because I have a pumpkin pie due today.
Okay.
And I thought, ooh, a little cream and a little brandy would be really good with these mushrooms.
It would be, though.
They're just so delicious.
It's like a marriage.
Yeah.
Prearranged.
Yeah, right. And happily ever after, for sure.
Hundreds of years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really enjoying mushrooms lately.
So, I heard you mention shishito peppers.
Yes.
Do you guys out there ever cook with them? Because did we talk on the show about blistering them? I can't remember.
No, I don't think we did.
So shishito peppers look like jalapenos, but they have much thinner skin. But they're about the same size and color.
They're wrinklier, longer and skinnier.
Wrinklier. Anyway, they are so good. So all you do is you just put a little bit of oil in your pan. Get your pan hot, a saute pan. Put a little bit of oil in there and then put the peppers in. And it takes maybe 60, maybe 90 seconds for them to blister on one side. Flip them over, blister them on the other. And then so in 2.5-3 minutes, you're done. And then hit them with salt. Salt is important and pepper. And boy, they're just delicious.
They are so good.
You just hold the stem and you eat them. You don't eat the stem, but the seeds are so little. They don't matter.
And soft.
Yeah.
And they are not killer hot, although there is a favorite place I like to go in Portland where they a lot of bars now serve that on their bar menu, just a plate of roasted shishitos with salt.
Yeah, they've got that down at that Salmon Berry Saloon in Wheeler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great place. Well, the South Park Seafood in Portland does them also and serves them with preserved lemon, and it's really, really good. But they call them Russian roulette peppers because about every 10th or 12th one is really hot, but the rest of them aren't. They're just really good flavor.
Yeah, they sure are. And when she says really hot, I mean, do you even think they're as hot as a jalapeno?
No.
It's not like nothing habanero. Nothing. It's not like that. But it's, and you can always just, if you're very heat adverse, just take a little nibble off the tail and see. But yeah, every once in a while there's a hot one, and so that makes it exciting.
They're really good, and they're really good chopped up and tossed in whatever you're sautéing.
Yeah,
and they're just a nice flavor, yeah. Really nice
good
flavor.
Good in a noodle stir fry. Yeah, really, really delicious. Have you been to the new co-op?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have been to the new co-op. It is heaven on earth.
Yeah, it really is.
It's really good, and I love that there is even more opportunity for our local food producers to get their product to us. It's so nice to have year-round access to really local food, like you know the person who grew it.
Yeah.
Not just it's from the region somewhere. Yeah. It's actually identifiable. That is such a luxury.
So I've got this giant-ass chicken outfit.
Yes, you do. Oh, I, you know, on the last egg day, you were threatening to have a happening, did you?
Yes. So this is an inflatable chicken outfit. And when I say it's 10 feet around, I am not exaggerating.
No,
it is
she's
at
not.
Least 10 feet around. And I got a chicken hat and a chicken beak and some chicken feet. So I put the whole outfit on. And if you go to the Astoria Co-op, you will notice that there's no hyphen between co and op. So I went in and I fixing to say that I was looking for the Astoria coop. Where's the Astoria coop? I heard that it was here. It says outside that it's here. Anyway, I got in there and nobody would make eye contact with me. In fact, first, you know, I hooked a right and went around produce there. And there's three people there working in produce. But they literally circled the wagons. They made a circle so that they would only have to make eye contact with each other and they would not have to look at me. And I came around and they have a lot of new employees. I mean, I did not recognize anybody. So I'm going around the store and occasionally a customer, you know, a couple customers are like, you know, the what's going on? Look, like, do you have a gun in there? You know? And I'm like, I am looking for the Astoria coop. It says outside the coop is here. And they're like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Anyway, so then I came around, you know, and there's the registers. And they are all so not looking at me. Went around by the deli. Nope, not looking at me. Nobody would look at me. And what it was like they had this like giant chicken outfit protocol like already in place. Oh, it was so funny. And I didn't even get a picture because I couldn't engage anybody, you know. And so then I'm looking around and I saw Danny Rasmussen, you know.
Yes.
So he's at a distance, man, but his head is down. So I'm like, Danny, Danny. And he had to look up. But he was like the only person that engaged me.
Oh, my gosh.
And he did that reluctantly.
Well, under duress. I hope you're happy.
The Astoria Coop, the new Astoria Coop.
You had said on Egg Day that you were going to do that, and then I was kind of surprised that I didn't see that splashed all over social media.
No, because my arms, because it's all inflatable. I mean, I can't even touch my nose, let alone take a selfie, you know, because the whole thing is so big and poofy. Well, and I couldn't get anybody to...
The world at large saw you when you showed up at Main Street Market on their barbecue chicken, you know, their parking lot event. So we have had a chance to see you. So I'm kind of surprised that at least somebody at the coop didn't know who you were.
I know. Boo-hoo.
Well, shoot. The secret's out now. We know there are at least seven people who knew what happened. Know what happened. Oh, my gosh. Well. I had some really good chicken.
Speaking of chicken, I love your segues.
Speaking of segues, I had some really good chicken last night that I got there.
Yes, they have chickens, roast chickens.
Oh, yeah. I've done that, too. I actually cooked this chicken.
Oh, okay.
But yes, so nice. Yes. Oh, so nice. Everything's so nice about that. I think it's a huge improvement for those of us who have shopped the co-op forever to be able to A, park, and B, have so much bigger selection. Yeah. So, yes, congratulations to them and to all of us who take advantage of that. Anyway, so I know you're doing a ton of baking these days.
No, but wait, you said you cooked some chicken.
Oh, I just cooked some bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs last night, and I really just slow fried them, like not...
Slow fried?
Yeah. I mean, I put them in a saute pan with oil. Okay. I mean, let everything get really hot and then drop them in there, but not really hot, like medium.
Okay. Okay.
And
like 350 instead of 400.
Yes. So
or
that they
yeah.
got done before they got really brown and crispy.
Okay.
And then let them get brown and crispy. And they're good.
Okay.
They're
yeah.
They're so
chicken
good.
Fries are really
we had
good.
It with like some mango chutney and mushrooms.
Do you have hot? Is it hot mango chutney? Is that what you like?
I have both.
Okay.
But I have one kind that I get at the co-op that Tom really likes, and so it's not hot. It's
okay.
Kind of medium.
Okay. Yeah, because I know, like, if I go up to Widjamaya, that's one thing that I'll get is mango chutney, and every once in a while, and they always have new ones, you know, and every once in a while there's one that's not hot. It is melt your face off. You need a doctor, you know, and you're just like, wow, that is just amazing. The difference in the perception of hotness between cultures. You
yes,
know?
Totally. Oh. I'm so addicted to these YouTube videos of, you know, rural China, but usually women cooking and Cambodia and Vietnam and Japan and anywhere where they're going out and getting the stuff out of the forest and bringing
yeah,
it
yeah.
back and cooking it over fire.
Yeah.
I love those videos so much, but they are using like a half a cup of dried chili, you know, flakes.
Yeah, like the DEFCON flavor.
Oh my yeah, gosh, it's insane.
Yeah, yeah.
How spicy that, you know, it's a tolerance, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's biologic or not, but I do want to take a quick second and remind everybody that Food Talk is a co-production of Coast Community Radio and North Coast Food Web. It's not quite a quarter to 10. And I'm Marianne Myers here with Linda Perkins. We're talking about home cooking.
Woo-hoo!
And spiciness.
Well, spiciness. So we talked about the new co-op, but of course the old co-op closed, and they had a sale to sell their shelves down, so they didn't have to move old stock to the new store, and that was interesting, and it made me realize a couple things. One is that I am not that adventurous a shopper, and I know that you are a way more adventurous shopper than I am. But the thing was, stuff was, you know, for a few days 30% off and then 50% off, and there were things that I thought, oh, I'd kind of like to try those, and then I did because they were on sale, and so there was like that urgency. But I should, when I shop, you know, maybe once a week, maybe once every other week, I should get something that I have never tried before, and that is just kind of just appeals to me for some reason. So like we've talked about this. I love pickles. You love pickles. And there's such a wide variety of pickles that are out there, but I got a refrigerator pickle that is one of the best pickles I've ever had. And I'd seen it there before, but there's one that I like and I always buy that one, you know? And so I got something different and I need to do that more often. I need to expand my horizons. My world is getting small.
Oh. And I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing, but from a cook's perspective, that's just anathema to get bored
yeah.
with what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
You just don't want to get bored. I do not want to phone it in. You
yeah,
know what I
yeah,
mean?
Or burn
so,
out. Yeah.
So having a new ingredient is really cooler, and even yeah. just a new seasoning or something.
Yeah.
And I really want to try dark, I think it's called dark soy sauce. Which
there's so many different soy sauces.
Yes.
Yes.
And this one that I see being used in the actual soy sauce countries are it is thick, like the difference between a balsamic vinegar and a balsamic glaze.
Okay.
That kind of thing, where they're using what they think of as light soy sauce is really just thin soy sauce. Mm-hmm. It's not light like we think low cal or
yeah.
low salt. And doing a combination of those things, and I would love to have some of that, but I apparently have to go out of town to get that.
Well, and then you just don't know what to get because there is such a wide variety of them.
Opportunity
you know?
To try it.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think that's maybe what we have to do is just try one every 2 weeks.
yeah.
See what happens.
Like I don't have enough condiments.
But the same thing with the Chinese vinegars. There's so many of them, you know, just so many different ones. They don't just have the four kinds that we
yeah.
have, you know.
Speaking of pickles, I mean, they pickle everything.
Yeah.
It's fabulous, yeah. but it's head spinning.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I one thing that watching those little 3-minute videos of that kind of stuff makes me want to cook. It totally yes. makes me want to get yes. in the kitchen. And yeah. I think that like trying something new is a good thing for all of us who are fated to be cooking on a regular basis. You know, we might as well get excited about mm-hmm. it and entertain ourselves.
Yeah.
And then put something on the table.
Yeah. Like with the giant chicken outfit, entertain ourselves.
There you go. Just yourself.
Because I did that for myself, apparently.
Good enough, I swear. Hey, I was mentioning to you, I think I've mentioned it to you every week at Egg Day, as long as you've been bringing them, but you make these oatmeal cookies.
Oh, thank you.
That are so ephemeral.
Ephemeral.
Seriously, don't we usually think of oatmeal cookies
clunky.
As being hearty,
yeah, clunky,
you know,
yeah.
and they might be crunchy or they might be chewy, but they're, you know, hefty. And these are so thin you could read a paper through them.
You know those cookies? They call them lace cookies, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's 80% on the way to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are
That's
so...
That's my oatmeal raisin cookies.
They're
yeah.
oatmeal raisin cookies, but they are just so... Like, if you pick them up wrong, you will get a little piece of them because they are so fragile and delicate. And
just like me. Like a flower.
Exactly like you,
flower.
Linda.
And
sadly, I just can't eat enough of them. They are so good, but I can't even imagine what a pain in the patoot they must be to make.
Yeah, because they don't spread. You got to get them that thin to...
Yeah. Well, they're a revelation to me.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I love, speaking
cookie
of something
revelation.
New, a brand new cookie, that's pretty cool. This is cookie season.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this year, I really like to experiment with cookies. Not experiment, but I like to try new recipes and find ones that I'm going to put in my rotation. You know, and this year, I'm experimenting with vegan cookies just because I don't have any good vegan recipes. They all have eggs. They all have butter. You know?
Right, right.
And so I think vegan recipes are really interesting because some of them use pretty much everyday ingredients. And then there's others that are just chemistry lab. Do you know what I mean? And I'm sure you've seen both.
Yeah.
But so that's always interesting. I'm like, I might try these. And you look and you're like, well, I don't even know what that is. So I know for sure I don't have it, you know? And and then there's ones that use pretty much.
Have you found any that you really like?
No, not yet. But I think that I will. And it's mostly because I only tried like 3 so far.
Yeah.
And one of them was no bake. And I've never liked any no bake anything. Have you?
No. I don't even. I don't like no bake cheesecake. I don't like any of that stuff. Sorry,
no,
you need to bake it.
Yeah, and I think that the allure is in the words no bake, but that's all it is. It's just a false promise.
Yeah.
Do not listen to that internet. Don't listen to her no bake siren.
I don't care how much Jello you put in it. It's not gonna do it for me. Yipes. Yeah, I'm with you on the no bake. No thanks.
And I'm going to make some Linzer cookies, but what I'm trying to figure out is how to use jam in them without them getting soggy in a day.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, often what I do is I just give people the cookies and the jam. I'm like, here, put these together, make a sandwich when you want them. But that doesn't make a very pretty gift. And so I was thinking, I wonder if I bloomed some gelatin and then put some gelatin in the jam, if it would be
less
like halfway between jam and gummy bear. Do you know
uh-huh,
what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Even though that sounds super delicious.
I think that it certainly does. I think that's what happens with the manufactured, you know, you can buy cookies with the jam in the middle, like a spritz type of cookie.
Yeah.
And they're crunch, you know, they're hard,
yeah,
basically.
They didn't go soggy.
And the jam is really like a disc almost. So they're adding something to it so that it's not just jam.
So it might not be my best idea.
Does Linzer absolutely have to have raspberry?
No, because I always use Black Cap.
Yeah, I was going to say your jam would be great in that.
But I could use Nutella, and that doesn't have very much moisture content. I could use just chocolate, and who's going to, like, bitch about that?
Yeah, that would be delicious, but that's not the same.
Yeah.
I like the jelly.
Yeah.
I like the jelly in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I particularly love all of the Scandinavian cookies that come available this time of year.
Yeah.
really.
They're pretty and they're tasty. Yeah. And that's the thing. So many cookies just are not tasty.
Yep.
They're just not delicious. And I think that's the first thing it should be. I usually make a lot of fancy cookies, and I just didn't feel like doing it this year. I'm just making tasty cookies.
Well, they're great. And the almond refrigerator cookies that you make are just like,
thanks.
I haven't had an unassaulted cup of coffee since I've had those because they are dunkable.
Unassaulted.
I cannot just like have coffee. Now I have to have a cookie dipped in coffee. They're really good. Yeah. And it reminds me that those icebox cookies can be just so wonderful and so spiffy that you can just take some out and slice them off and bake them off and put the rest back in the fridge.
Yeah. In fact, a lot of cookies now, like so many cookies, you know, they tell you to make the dough and then you roll it in a log and your log never looks like a log. It just looks like some horrible creature from a Dune movie, you know, just not any good at all. And so what I do is I make enough dough that I can, and it's usually something between 2 and 4 batches of dough. So, you know, you're committed.
Yeah.
And then I put a piece of parchment, a parchment sling in a 9x13 cake pan, and I press the dough in there. And then I have another cake pan and I put that on top so that I get a really level top. And then I just cut that into square logs. So I have square cookies. And that, for me, works really good.
They fit right into a coffee mug. I'm here to tell you.
I like that.
Well, what about donuts? Do you ever make them?
No. No, the reason is I really hate the smell of fry oil. I just hate smell of fry oil in my house. And I can honestly say I've never made a truly delicious donut. And
I've
tried a few times.
I've only had donuts from one person who were homemade and really good.
Okay.
Often they're very hockey puckish.
Yeah.
They're heavy duty.
The oil has to be exactly right. And also, the only decent ones I've ever made were yeast, which means if we're going to have them for donut time, breakfast, I'm up at the crack of yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that for donuts. Good Lord. So.
Or for any reason, really.
Yeah,
yeah. Although you are the crazy bread lady. I mean, you
crazy bread lady.
You are making bread all the time, so you got to be up dealing with that.
Yeah, but then I don't want to be frying and baking at the same time. So.
Exactly. I just think that homemade donuts, if you're going to do them, this is probably the time of year. And you know who makes killer homemade donuts?
Who?
Holly Owen.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, I know that there are many in this community who have pressured her to open a place and make us some donuts. I don't know. She's got the thing down.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm not tempted to make a donut either. Although I will fry something. I mean, I fried some chicken last night.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems different, I guess, because it's so early in the morning. Yeah, you know, that's it. Like, I have trouble. What goes first? And I mean, I have to stop and think. My socks or my shoes. So do I really want a pan of 375-degree oil fizzling on my stove at that hour? Do you know, I think that's a big part of it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You must remain alert.
Oh, it tipped over. Oh, 40% of my body is covered in burns. You know, no. You have to think.
You have to
weigh the benefits versus the possible
tragedy.
Yes, tragic outcomes.
And, you know, the insurance company and all that stuff.
They hate us.
Oh, I know. I know they probably do hate you. I got to tell you, we're almost out of time. So I'm thinking, tell me, yes?
Oh, I know. Egg Day. So
yes.
Egg Day, Christmas is on a Wednesday this year, and our egg day is normally Thursday, but it is going to be Tuesday that week because people want stuff for Christmas rather than after Christmas.
That's right.
You know, ingredients for your Christmas dinner, not
That's right.
after. And so just so you know, that one day it's going to be Tuesday, the
Christmas Eve.
24th, instead of Thursday the 26th.
From 9 to 4 at the North Coast Food Web. Yeah. Check northcoastfoodweb.org for more information. But Egg Day is a local farm stand that happens once a week, year-round, at the Food Web.
If you wear a Santa hat, we'll clap for you.
Oh, and Linda will be there, but probably without a chicken suit because we have a small building.
So that has never stopped me. Christmas chicken.
Linda Perkins, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marianne Myers.
I'm going to see you before it's all over, but happy holidays.
And happy holidays to the seven of you out there.
Yes, that's right. And your families.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Food Talk on Coast Community Radio, KMUN, Astoria 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook 89.5 FM, streaming at coastradio.org, and on your mobile using the TuneIn app. It's 44 degrees right now on the front porch of the Tillicum House, and we're looking at a 50-50 chance of rain today. Stay tuned, coming our way momentarily, our NPR news headlines, and then John Stevenson is in the house.